Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Actor Andrew McCarthy tomorrow. Actor, director, writer.
Rat Packer.
Yeah. I've seen maybe 20 interviews with that guy since he put this book out about the Brat Pack. So I'm trying to figure out something to ask him that hasn't been asked yet. But big fan, so it's gonna be cool to watch, to talk to him tomorrow.
Ask him how he feels about pegging.
Yeah, I could do that, but that would come out of nowhere.
Yeah, know? It would. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But it would count as a question he probably
Speaking
hasn't
of the 80s,
been asked.
I bet about pegging, right? Oh, that would definitely be one he hadn't been asked about.
Right. Uncharted territory.
Right.
It was, let's see, on this date in 1980. You might remember where you were when.
Hang on. What month is this? May? May of 80. I don't know. I should remember, right, Craig?
No.
Oh, okay, good. some of these we should remember, and some of these just you say the same thing every time.
So I do. I see, yeah, no matter what.
Yeah, I know.
No, this is not one that you
I
would be
remember.
Required to remember.
Got it.
It was on this date in 1980. Kiss.
Yeah.
Drummer Peter Criss
yes.
left the group for a solo career.
Oh, man.
How did that go?
Yeah. Now, yes. Did he leave the group or was he kicked out and they said they allowed him to say he left?
He partied a little bit too much. I believe that's why they kicked him out.
He did.
Couldn't keep up.
Then Ace stuck around for a while.
Yeah, he did. Ace was a little longer, right?
I saw an interview with their manager saying that it's possible that both those guys are back at some point on, like, the last leg of this tour.
I keep seeing Eddie Trunk talk about this. He thinks that's just a smokescreen to keep selling tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not like Kiss.
No, not at all.
They don't sell stuff.
When are they going back on tour? They wait until 2022?
I think they're doing shows, like, globally, like, pretty quick here.
Okay, cool.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, with this mask mandate, people are... Shows are going to start coming back. I mentioned earlier off the air, the Grateful Dead, Deaded Company, they're called now, are going to tour, and you have to have a vaccine to get in because they don't want to be dead.
The actual yeah. Deaded Company.
Exactly. And these guys are old dudes, and they're also old hippies. They're thinking, let's get the vaccine, man.
Yeah, so a lot of these tours you've been seeing popping up, for the U.S.
Right.
at least. Now,
right.
Kiss is in Europe in June and July.
Kiss.
The States, August and into the fall.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh,
and I've seen a lot of bands doing the same thing. It looks like the sweet spot is like July to about the end of October.
Right.
But like that Deaden Company tour,
yep.
I saw, and I've seen a couple tours playing like Denver at the end of October.
Oh, when it can be cold. Outside.
At an amphitheater.
Outside.
Like, that seems like a big old roll of the dice.
Yeah, but they're actually...
Oh, that's not until October.
They're going to demand vaccines, for the Deaden Company at least.
Like, October 23rd in Denver outdoors. Like, woo.
I ain't getting no damn vaccine.
I saw somebody giving Stevie Van Zandt crap about that on Twitter.
Yeah, he's
that's
great.
Not very rock and roll,
oh,
man.
He hammers him. What, getting back to rock and roll on stage is like, pretty...
Having shows,
I see that the Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett is going specifically next year.
Yeah, that stadium, and they didn't have time to ramp that thing back up. I saw that too. They did a story about vaccines. They showed this old dude. It was great. Some old dude sitting at a bar, and he had a beer, big draft beer, and might have been, it was Nightly News somewhere. And he has a little plastic slot. And his vaccine card's in there. He just carries it. Just in case anybody wants to know, here it is. And he's sitting there enjoying a big draft beer. So that was cool. Carrying his papers. That's it. That's it. What is this, Nazi Germany? No, you dumbass. Although you, although you probably like that.
Right. Aside from it being completely not that.
All right, I just got a notification from Mr. Skin.
Uh-oh.
And on his website this week, apparently, 10 great masturbation scenes. Plus, look up the movie called Sex Stories from 2009. The actress's name is Lou Charmel.
Oh, is this only girls?
I think so.
Well, that's disappointing.
I was going to say, Ben Stiller and then something about Mary, that's one.
But this looks like something you would see out of a porn.
Yeah, French film.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
European.
Right. She's wide open, facing the camera, got her toy.
Bean right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, that is graphic, isn't it?
You don't see that in mainstream cinema in the United States.
That is a little bit, wow. And
well, it's a French bean, too. Yeah.
Yeah, over there, they just call it a bean. Or they might not call it a bean, because I think that might be American.
That's a good point.
That might be only in our vernacular.
Yeah, yeah. What's bean in French?
No. Le bean.
Right. Le bean.
Le bean. Le bean. Le bean. I'm rubbing le bean. Well, then what's rub it in French? We're going to go down that rabbit hole.
Oh, the same. Yeah. Le rub.
Yeah, this.
Le rub, le bean.
That's right. It's a male or feminine, though. I think I think it'd be. I think le rub, le bean.
It's got to be close to that.
Some French guy's laughing at us right now.
As I click through the pics from this particular movie, Ty, this is just, this is porn.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been released as a mainstream film in France, but it's porn.
Is there any other masturbation scene that we would know that was mainstream?
Oh, on that list?
On that list.
I don't know. I didn't look at that list. I was looking at this.
I've forgotten my login information, so I could only get a preview.
Every once in a while, we get a mass text. You see that talk. Hey, how do I get Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
And push us to answer them.
Yeah, I'm going to need that information again.
Well, they gave us all our own this time, remember?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I've forgotten mine.
Oh, there's Maggie Gyllenhaal in a movie called Secretary.
Oh, yeah. Then she's got Jane Spader. She's like kind of his bitch in that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the scene, though.
They don't show anything. It's kind of shrouded.
Well, here's a classic.
It's beanless.
A classic for you, Mary Louise Weller from National Lampoon's Animal House.
All right.
The ladder scene.
Yes.
The ladder scene.
That's right. She reaches down, yeah.
Yeah, that's number 4 on the list. Yeah, I don't recognize any of these other movies or actresses.
That's what I should have done when that guy was with that ladder, wanted to kick my ass, that boyfriend. I should open the thing and be standing there reaching in my own panties and done the Animal House right. bit.
I think you're wearing panties.
Right. Well, I'd have put them on for that.
I thought you should have just opened the window and pushed the ladder.
No, if he saw Tyler taking care of himself,
he would have
fell backwards
He'd have been so excited.
Right, right, he would have fainted and fell backwards like Bluto.
Earlier this month, the personal lube people at KY partnered with the ad agency Elephant for a series of billboards in 3 different New York City neighborhoods celebrating Masturbation May. KY, originally a pharmaceutical company and a suture manufacturer, was established in 1904 in New York City. Wasn't until 1980 that they were permitted to sell their lubes. It would take another 17 years before their first public advertisement. Now then, these brightly colored, hand-painted, type-only campaigns feature headlines like, basically, let's give ourselves a hand and hand up if you masturbate. That's a couple of them. And then there's a longer manifesto honoring, quote, all who polish the pearl. And it goes a little something like this. Says, cheers to all who ménage à moi, paddle the pink canoe,
oh,
and butter their own muffin. Hooray for double clicking your mouse and beating your own bush.
Oh, clever. Yeah. Oh, real clever.
Hats off to auditioning the finger puppets.
You know, good. With that muffin is some squirrel.
Yeah.
Patting the cat and slapping the oyster.
Whoa.
Slapping the oyster.
And then there's hands solo reference, okay. Finger cardio, one night hand.
A one night hand. I like that one.
Stir the honey pot.
That means it's somebody else's hand then. Because a one-night hand, because you're.
Yeah. I thought I'd heard all the euphemisms, but I'm hearing some new ones.
Yeah.
And polish the pearl.
I've heard polish something like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard polish the pearl before. That's good.
No flick the bean.
No.
No, they're clever.
Hey! Help me out. We need some lube over here.
Yeah.
Please send more lube.
I need a raft, a tarp, and a big thing of lube.
When I type in the word lube, that's what shows up.
The hell was that?
It's a bunch of lube. Not as many. We only got,
Lube commercials are really mainstream now. You see them on daytime TV.
I know.
Yeah.
Personal lubricant, right?
Well, you see, like, you walk through a Target, and there is a whole array of different things.
Oh, yeah.
It's on prominent display now.
Yeah.
I always ask where the lube is.
You don't have to.
It's right in view of the pharmacist. Yeah,
it's right there.
You want to see the face. Can I help you? Yeah, where's your lube?
lots. Tubs. Don't they sell vibrators at Target now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there, right same section with the condoms and the lube.
I think they refer to them as something like personal massage devices.
They sell, I was just at Target the other day, they sell they sell vibrators near the condoms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't ever go to the condom aisle.
Right. Because you're too pretty.
Yeah.
I'm a right. I'm a barebacker. Yeah. That's what my wife says. You're too pretty for condoms, so she throws them out.
No, oh, sets them aside.
I'll take that as hammering me. Yeah, that's hammering me.
It is.
Okay, it's good. I want to hear.
Yeah,
I want to get. You don't want to get her pissed
no,
off either.
No, no, no. That was certainly not against
you're
her.
You're hammering me. I get it.
Yeah. Jeez. Sorry.
Shut up.
I just looked at the clock. I think you're safe to say that.
Craig. Oh yeah, school's on.
Well, she's saving them for when you're not too pretty for God.
Well, that's been a while.
President Biden's top medical advisor says the scientific community's understanding of the COVID continues to rapidly change, and that's how CDC guidance is changing with it.
But how do you explain why you got a vaccine so quick?
Well, that's how science does it. You know, they take all the data. Sometimes they'll come to a different conclusion. Right. Sometimes they'll change their mind because science is ever evolving.
Well, one of the perfect examples is that a year ago we were so afraid of surfaces. In the beginning of this thing, remember how surfaces were just we were just afraid of everything. And we found out later it was more airborne than anything.
Fauci says the real world data published in the last couple of weeks shows that the vaccines are protecting people from getting sick and preventing the virus from spreading as rapidly.
It's amazing.
The real world numbers are even better than the numbers reported in the clinical trials, he says.
Thank you, science.
I think I read yesterday that Texas, for the first time since the spring or early summer, zero deaths in the state of Texas.
For one day?
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah.
He said the CDC is continuing to do as they promised. They're following the science as they know it.
That's what makes you more mad about these idiot anti-vaxxers, is they're going to be able to take advantage of all the stuff we did, getting vaccinated. So people always say, why are you mad at them? Because of that. Because we are doing the right thing to get everybody out, and it's working, and you're going to ride us. You're going to ride the piggyback in after that, right?
They will. Yeah, the people. It was different before. It's like, it's almost like some people, when presented with facts,
right,
they can, shift their way of thinking.
Right.
Weird. Yeah.
But if you can own the libs and then still get your vaccine in the end, mission accomplished.
Yep. Yeah, this would be just an unending nightmare without this vaccine.
Oh, my God.
Well, and thankfully, it's more than just the libs getting vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're at 60% now, and that might go up since young people are now eligible.
Well, I saw another stat, like 25% of parents are going to get their kids, 25%, nope, never going to get their kids. So whatever.
I feel bad for the kids that want it. Their parents won't vouch for them.
And there's a lot of them, I'm sure.
I'm sure, too.
Your youngest kid his?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got his Friday.
Did he feel anything?
His arm was a little sore.
That's okay. That's no big deal. He's a man, then. Good for him.
That was number one.
Congratulations, little man there.
Yeah.
Puss's daughter's a man. I'm a man. You're a man. Craig was a man.
My daughter's not a man.
And hey, there's Todd, for that matter, so we think that's where it came from.
That's just the sign of the robust immune system.
Yeah, no. Doc said everybody's working.
I got more relieved him getting his first shot, our youngest, than I was when I got mine. Because now it'll be, he still has a second dose to go, but then it'll be the whole family.
Yep. I'm with you on that.
Then I can go get that chicken fried steak skillet from Village Inn. I've been craving that thing for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Getting it to go just ain't happening for
you? No, I'm troubled by the amount of times I've thought about that over this whole thing. So you think of, hibachi, so one of the kids wants to go to, where they throw the shrimp in your mouth
stuff. Yeah.
I'll just go get that skillet.
It's right down the street. You can go you can do it right now if you want.
I could.
Eggs don't travel well.
No.
That's what I found during the pandemic, is the eggs don't travel well.
Yeah.
Cooked eggs don't travel well.
Yeah. And when the pancakes come out, they're hot enough that the butter just melts right on top.
Oh, man, now you're turning me on.
Yeah. Sure, it'll help my triglycerides.
Oh, yeah. I'll just cheat. Have it a cheating day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So sometimes there is a big kerfuffle.
Yep.
Love that word.
Over how to place the toilet paper on the toilet paper roll, whether it goes over or under.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever really cared?
Never.
No, never care, but I replace them a lot, and it's always over.
Yeah, I always do over too, but if I go in there and it's under, leave it.
I'm not that mad.
I don't even pay attention to how I put it. It's on there. Yeah.
I'm just glad when there's toilet paper in there.
Yeah, there's that.
I am too.
I'm not real particular about that either.
Apparently, there's one person in our house that knows how to use the toilet paper holder.
You?
Yeah. And now then, technically, for people who do actually care and who actually have this argument maybe at their home or their place of business, in 1871, Seth Wheeler invented perforated rolls of toilet paper. Mr. Wheeler filed a patent for his design for the first time that year, and he filed for a refined version of his invention again in 1891. According to the illustrated diagram from his 1891 patent, the dangling end was designed to hang over rather than under the roll.
All right.
So the father of toilet paper says, do it this way.
Yes.
Right.
So.
All right. I still don't care.
Some people do.
I just like having
some. And
you
know that they have.
I like having some there.
Yeah, that's key.
That is key.
Especially walking in the other room with your pants off. You know, I've done that.
Yeah.
Well, I usually check to see if there's any before.
I try to, but sometimes I forget and sit down. I go,
usually hobbling downstairs with my pants and my ankles.
Yeah. Honey.
I've done that too.
Wipe your toast on me.
Or that. Is toast over or under?
Yes.
When you're wiping your ass with your toast.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the over-under thing is truly one of those, I just don't have an opinion.
Well, I put it...
I just don't care.
Over is what it should be. Yeah. I mean, that's obvious.
It just should be, yeah.
That's obvious.
I know this is supposedly an age-old fight.
Under is wrong.
In many, many households, but we've never fought about it.
No, we don't fight about it, but it's over.
Well, I think it's a choose-your-battle thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't care.
I'm not going to sit the family down and be like, okay, look.
Yeah.
The toilet paper needs to go over. They'd be like, what?
Or dad's going to go hawk over here.
What is wrong with you? Who cares?
Right. But there are people, you're right, Todd, that are pissed off. Well, it's over. So that's the right answer.
What if that's something that upsets you? All you have to do is, you know,
turn it.
Flip it over.
Flip it over. All right.
And if you're the one who's not doing it right and getting yelled at for it, just stop doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll stop replacing the toilet paper.
Oh, wait. I'm getting communication from my household. There is a preference, apparently.
By you or her?
Oh, it must be her, because I really don't have a preference.
Yeah.
Over.
Yes.
Right. And then I like to make the pretty triangle.
Oh, she folds that in there?
Oh,
yeah, but it goes way right away.
That's too many hours in the day.
I know.
That's fancy hotel stuff.
The first dump, that triangle goes away.
Yeah, but I guess it looks pretty for a while.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to redo it, apparently.
No, you don't. Yeah.
No.
You're supposed to?
I've never been asked
then
to do that.
Then you'd have poop fingers. That'd be gross, man.
Does she fold washcloths to look like seashells?
No, cool. We don't do that.
All right. That'd be stupid.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.